The Kedushas Levi explains that the Torah begins Parashat Chukas with the words Sois Chukas HaTorah. And he tries to understand what is the Torah pointing out by saying Zois, this. And he says what the Torah is trying to teach us is how an attitude to life. He says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Meshivi Akeres Habayis. A person in this world, he explains, assumes that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him to this world is that he should live and do what is required as part of this world. But that isn't really why we are brought to this world, he explains. We are brought for a whole different purpose. Meshivi Akeres Habayis. The Akeres Habayis, which means the leader of the home, Meshivi, emits Hashem in short time when Mashiach will come, the Akeres Habayis will reveal itself. We will be able at that time to understand Meshivi Akeres Habayis, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us to this world? And he goes on to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would only give us mitzvahs that we were to understand, so then our observing those mitzvahs, our avoiding those averis, would not really show that they come from our devotion and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person does chukas HaTorah, when he observes mitzvahs that we don't understand, as is taught in our parasha, the mitzvah of paraduma, and a person still observes those mitzvahs, what that person is demonstrating is that is the purpose that he's here in this world. He's here in the world not just to fulfill mundane matters. He's not here in the world for no important apparent reason. Zois chukas HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs that are chukas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs that we don't understand. Asher tziva Hashem lasses. And we do them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do them. Then we have fulfilled our place and our reason to be in this world. And as we go on in this week's parasha, we find that when Balak sends his messengers to Bilam, and Bilam says to them, V'yan Bilam v'yom el avdei Balak, Bilam says to Balak's messengers, Im yitin li Balak malay mesa kesef azov, if Balak will give me all the silver and gold of the world, lay ucha lav es pi Hashem l'kai, I can't go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, las es g'doyla g'tanam. So Rashi on this pasuk comments, L'madnu shenefesh rechava. Bilam was an insatiable person. Umechabed mamon achem, he just wanted other people's money. Omar, but Balak was saying, was roi litali kol kesef azov shaloi. Really, Balak ought to give me all of the money he has. Shrei tzorach liskel chayolus rabbis. If I won't curse Klai Yisrael, what he's going to need to do is hire all of these armies. And then even after hiring and training and taking out these armies to war, Safek Netzayach, Safek Enu Netzayach, it's not certain that they will prevail. Vani Vadi Netzayach. Bilam was saying that when one goes out to war, we don't know what's going to happen. Bilam was saying to Balak, you should hire me because I'm going to certainly prevail. But the question is, why, according to that, is Bilam considered a nefesh rechava? According to what he's saying makes a lot of sense. He's saying to Balak, I'm the best deal in town. You're getting me, and you're not going to have to go to war, and I certainly will prevail. So the Sefer Siach Yaakov explains the comment, the declaration that Bilam makes to Balaam is made Balak realize what Bilam is. He says, if we think about how many years we're going to be in this world, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, Balaam, and Bilam didn't even make it to that. As we know, the Medrash says Bilam died when he's 35 years. All this money that you're asking for, you will never be able to use up. You'll never be able to use up all this money anyway. So why do you need it? Nefesh rechava. That's the definition of a nefesh rechava. That's a person who, as we said before, is insatiable because he doesn't know what's important in life, and therefore he just puts all of his efforts and all of his concentration into molly bases of a chasev. The Mishnah Perek Vav of Perkei Avos, Mishnah Yud says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma Pamach Soyisem Malach Bederech Opagi Bibi Adam Achad." I was walking along the road and I met an individual of a Nosan Lishalom. He gave me Shalom, exactly Lishalom, and I responded, "Amali." And he says to me, "Rabbi Meza Makam Atof, where do you come from?" Amarti Lami Igdal Shacham Shosoy from Ani. I come from a city that has many Talmid Chachamim. Amali. And he says to me, do you now want to live with us where we live? I'll give you a tremendous amount of money, jewels and diamonds. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma responds to him, you give me all the silver and all the gold. All of the wealth that exists in the world. And the question is so obvious. If this person was ready to donate all of these resources, why couldn't Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma just build a new Makom Torah? That, and then there'll be a good use of this money. So the Siach Yaakov explains that if a person comes to a city, to a certain place, and he wants to determine what is this place that I'm living at, he says that he has to see, are the people in the city people who are willing to learn, people who are willing to grow. And then there's something to talk about. But this person who addressed Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma and asked him to come and live in that city, he didn't say, because we are people that are interested in becoming better, we are interested in becoming greater Ovdei Hashem. All he spoke about was money. And if all you're thinking about is money, then that can't be a Makom Torah. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, as we said, we have to understand, why are we here in this world? We're not here in this world just to amass money that we'll never be able to use. That is who is called, as Bilam is called, a Nefesh Rechava. A person who has his priorities completely wrong. A person, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was telling that person, is a person who has to show and demonstrate that his priorities are correct. And you have not been able to demonstrate that. We are here for a purpose. And the Haftarah of Parshas Pollock says, V'hatznei leches im Hashem elokecha. And the Noam Elimelech points out, V'hatznei leches im Hashem elokecha, means a person should work to serve Hashem in a humble, modest, modest manner. But he says that there are people who did serve Hashem in such a fashion, but they themselves know what they do. And he says that's not acceptable. When a person serves Hashem, he's supposed to serve Hashem with such devotion that he himself doesn't think and recognize that he's accomplishing something. That's what the pasuk means to say, V'hatznei leches im Hashem elokecha. It doesn't say V'hatznei telech, that you should go in a modest fashion. Hatznei lechness, your modesty should be so strong that even you aren't aware of what you're doing. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Im yisaser ish b'mistarim, if a person is able to conceal all the great things that he does, ava vani, but he still thinks about what he's doing and he still considers himself important, then loyal larena, I won't pay attention to such a person. Rather, what is the way for a person who, even if he serves Hashem in a modest fashion, is supposed to live? He's supposed to live with a shvisi Hashem lanegdi summit. He's supposed to constantly think that, what am I here for? To be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I stand in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Ramah says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, who shvisi Hashem lanegdi summit, who klal gadol b'tayra, it's an important rule in Torah, u'bemalos ha'tzadikim ha'shahol chalfnei elokim, and the way tzadikim serve Hashem. the people who are serve Hashem, the tzaddikim meshahochu lufnei alakim, are serve Hashem in a way that they don't even realize what they're doing. And that's what the pasuk says. V'hatznei shechas ha-mesheh, v'hatznei leches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us to live a humble, modest life, not to be the nefesh rechava that Bilam represents. And the way we're able to achieve that is im alakecha, to realize that we're always in the presence of Hashem, to realize that we're here to bring Kiddush Shemaim to the world, to recognize what are we here for in our presence and in our service of Hashem in this world. That is what we are here for. Not not to mass zav v'chesev, not to be busy with narishkeit and with foolishness, rather to be devoted and thinking about our purpose in the world is to be oivdei Hashem, serving Hashem, yirei Hashem, those that fear Hashem, loimdei Torah, those that learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy Torah, and oisei mitzvahs, and do the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do.